This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. The Federal Reserve wraps up its two-day policy meeting today. It's expected to announce whether it will pump more stimulus money into the U.S. economy. That would be a third round of so-called quantitative easing. Meanwhile, we just got inflation numbers for August. Wholesale prices increased 1.7% last month, the biggest jump in 3 years. Here to help us suss all of this out is Diane Swonk, chief economist with Mesirow Financial in Chicago. Hi, Diane.
Good morning.
Diane, let's start off with the jump in wholesale prices. How big of a deal is that?
Well, it's certainly a big deal because much of it came from energy prices, which we've already seen prices at the pump. About 80% of the increase came there. The rest of it was in food prices, which we've seen affected by the drought. This is less of an inflation problem because it's not being pushed on to final consumer goods prices, but it is hurting those families that have to put, you know, fill up their car, put money in their gas tanks, and put food on their tables. The lowest income households being disproportionately hit. It's more of a demand problem than an inflation problem. And it's really been one of those factors that keeps sort of resurfacing, especially with the intense tensions in the Middle East. We're really worried about how higher oil prices will suppress demand in an already fragile economy.
As I mentioned before, Diane, the Federal Reserve wraps up its meeting today, and we've been talking all week about the possibility of the Federal Reserve pumping more stimulus money into the U.S. economy. Is there a possibility that it won't?
It's very, very slim, next to zero chance they won't do anything. You have to remember, people at the Fed view this as their job. It is the law that they have a dual mandate to both do something if the economy is not operating near full employment, which 8% is clearly not full employment. That's too much unemployment in the U.S. economy, or if inflation is too low, which at the moment it's below their target. So they're out of their mandate. They're out of the law. And if they don't do something, they see it as not adhering to the law. And I think that's very important for people to understand, is that they've been appointed to do a job, and that's what they're trying to do, is adhere to the law in that job.
Economist Diane Swonk in Chicago. Thank you, Diane.
Thank you.